Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today is Sunday, March 29th, Palm Sunday, the beginning of the most solemn week in the church calendar. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American Community, and in every program, a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and operettas, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. But let's begin on this Palm Sunday with this hymn sung by Antonina Krzysztoń, entitled Kto jest sługą Matki Świętej? And in the news from Poland, Warsaw calls for head of Association of Poles in Belarus to be freed. The foreign ministry urged the Belarusian authorities to stop the arbitrary persecution of members of the Polish minority in that country. Meanwhile, Michał Dworczyk, the Polish Prime Minister's chief of staff, said the detention of Angelika Borys on Tuesday was a typical example of an attempt to intimidate the Polish community in Belarus, Poland's eastern neighbor. Dworczyk added, "We absolutely do not accept the persecution of the Polish minority in Belarus." Borys was detained by police in the city of Grodno in western Belarus, close to the border with Poland, on Tuesday afternoon. Polish state news agency PAP reported. On Wednesday, she was sentenced to 15 days of detention for organizing an illegal mass event, according to PAP. Borys is the head of the Union of Poles in Belarus, the largest Polish organization in that country. Andrzej Pisalnik, who is active in the union, said Borys was detained for organizing a traditional fair held by the association every year. This year, it took place on March 7th. The Union of Poles and Belarus is not recognized by the Belarusian authorities, but is nevertheless active, according to the PAP news agency. Borys was re-elected as its leader on Saturday. The foreign ministry in Warsaw said that the Union of Poles and Belarus focuses on cultivating Polish culture and tradition, as well as supporting Polish education and Polish language learning. It added in a statement that the arrest of Angelika Borys is tantamount to eliminating Polish identity and not only deals a blow to the good relations with Poland, but also inflicts damage to Belarus's traditional multiculturalism. The foreign ministry said that on Tuesday it summoned the chargé d'affaires of the Belarusian embassy in Poland, who received a clear message that the actions taken by Belarusian authorities are contrary to that country's international obligations to protect national minorities, as well as Polish-Belarusian bilateral commitments to protect the Polish national minority. We'll continue with the news after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception, or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. Continuing with the news, Polish police said last week they handed out 2,700 fines after carrying out over 21,000 checks in the last 24 hours to see if citizens were abiding by COVID-19 restrictions. Officers carried out checks at nearly 8,000 shopping centers and additionally on public transport, at sites which hold wedding receptions, and at nightclubs, said Polish spokesman Mariusz Czarka. Poland went into a partial national lockdown for 3 weeks from Saturday amid a resurgence of COVID-19 cases. Hotels, cinemas, theaters, sports facilities nationwide have been told to close, while shopping malls are only allowed to sell essential items. Poles are required to cover their nose and mouth with a face mask in public. Poland on Tuesday reported 16,741 new coronavirus infections and 396 more deaths, bringing its total number of cases during the pandemic to 2,089,869 and fatalities to 49,761. Over the weekend, police stepped in 7,000 times after finding COVID-19 rules were being breached, Deputy Interior Minister Maciej Wąsik reported. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner. Let's learn a little Polish and the Philly scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today. Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną elegancką belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, weseli, przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzyzewski can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And today, Palm Sunday, we'll talk about some of the customs associated with Holy Week.
The Easter season has unquestioned prominence on Poland's spring calendar. Here, the awesome phenomenon of Christ's resurrection is eloquently translated into centuries-old traditions, which bolster faith and increase understanding of the resurrection. The 40 days of Lenten fast, known as Post, during which Poles abstain not only from their favorite foods, but also from whimsy and merriment, culminate during Holy Week, which is observed with even stricter confinements and great symbolism. The arrival of Palm Sunday ignites the fervor, for 6 days hence is the great night, Wielka Noc. And we'll pause here for this medieval hymn, Rejoice, O Heavenly Queen, Bądź Wieszoła, Panno Czysta. Continuing in the Cultural Corner with Polish Easter customs. Holy Week is devoted to praying, fasting, cleaning, and preparing traditional Easter foods. Easter bread is decorated with symbols of crosses and fish. Pisanki are painstakingly created in an ancient and elaborate folk art tradition that utilizes beeswax and dyes concocted of vegetables and flowers. Good Friday is the most solemn day of the year for Poles, and it even gives an air of solemnity to each and every other Friday of the year. The strictness of Lenten fasting pales in comparison to the rigors of Good Friday. And we'll listen now to the renowned contralto Eva Podlesz and the Sergei Rachmaninoff song, Christ is Risen.
Thank you.
continuing in the cultural corner with Easter customs. On Holy Saturday, solemnity begins to mix with excited anticipation. By far, the most important preparations are of the goods to be placed into a linen-covered basket, which will be blessed by the priest and consumed for Easter breakfast, Schwinsonne. Every morsel placed into the basket is symbolic and indispensable. There's no room here for cake and jelly beans. Well, maybe a few. Butter shaped into a lamb, vinegar symbolic of the gall offered to Christ, horseradish with red beets symbolic of Christ's suffering, eggs and pisanki symbols of life, kielbasa a symbol of God's mercy, salt so necessary to our physical life, and cheese a symbol of moderation. A candle is inserted into the basket to represent Christ, the light of the world. The linen cover is drawn over the top and it's ready for the trip to church or for the priest's visit to await the blessing that will render it fit for consumption at the Easter breakfast table. Easter Sunday begins with a morning mass, Resurrectia, announced by the ceremonial ringing of the church bells. In Poland, this sound used to be accompanied by the sounds of rifles and cannons, a tradition today fondly imitated by teens with firecrackers. The noise is to wake the world to life. Easter is a time of warm welcome in Polish homes, and fellowship is generously mixed with food and drink. Frivolity is unleashed, and often a symbolic herring suffers an ignominious hanging by young people weary of the Lenten fast. And we'll conclude the cultural corner and Polish Easter traditions with this Easter hymn, Bring Your Sorrows, Zbóżcie Troski Żałujący.
Today, to be able to wish our friends and family a happy Easter next Sunday, let's practice some of the easy phrases. One way to wish someone a happy Easter is to say Wesołego Alleluja. Repeat after me, Wesołego Alleluja. Another is Wesołych Świąt, which we use at Christmas also, Wesołych Świąt. And finally, Smacznego Jajka. So remember to practice Wesołego Alleluja.
Along with me, and you will see how much fun it can be to learn some Polish together. Good day, dzień dobry, good evening.
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond. Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home.
The Polish National Alliance is celebrating its 125th anniversary. Over all these years, the PNA has offered a wide variety of insurance plans for you and your family. But this is a good time to remember that the PNA is more than an insurance provider. Their many social, athletic, and cultural programs give everyone an opportunity to participate. And in addition, for 125 years, the PNA has been protecting generations of families with plans ranging from insurance to retirement savings. From competitive rates to impressive coverage, the PNA offers protection plus a complete fraternal program. For more information, call the PNA membership department today. Call PNA at 1-800-621-3723. I repeat, 1-800-621-3723, or visit the website at pna-znp.org. The Polish National Alliance, safe and secure since 1880. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And here in Philadelphia, during the downtime at the Associated Polish Home, we've been busy renovating to be better able to serve you in the future. Wait till you see the outside renovations and the new beer garden. The official grand opening, Saturday, May 15th. You won't want to miss it. Mark your calendars. And remember, you can safely have that birthday party or a baby or a wedding shower in the Associated Polish Home's spacious and elegant ballroom. Phone 215-624-9954 for rental. And as Mike signals me that this edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Piotr Rubik and Ecce Homo, Behold the Man, Crucify Him, as we begin Holy Week, which will end in the glorious Easter Sunday. Till next Sunday afternoon, Easter Sunday, stay safe, wear your masks, wash your hands, get vaccinated as soon as you can, take care of yourself and each other. Do usłyszenia!
Zaprawdę, zaprawdę powiadam wam, jeden z was mnie zdradzi. Ewangelia według świętego Jana.
Ecce homo, ecce homo, ecce homo znaczyło, że oto jest człowiek. Ecce homo, ecce homo, wianek z cierni na głowie płaszczu bardziej poniżyć. Ecce homo, ecce homo, ecce homo, że kupiła ludzie rzekli.
Ręce mył Poncjusz Piłat, gdy na zbrodnie się godził, rzekł pan, lepiej by było, gdyby się nie narodził.
Ecce homo, ecce homo, ecce homo, znaczyło, że oto jest człowiek. Ecce homo, ecce homo, wianek z cierni na głowie, proszę bardziej podniżyć. Ecce homo, ecce homo, ecce homo, że Piłat ludzie rzekli.
Apostołów w skarbniku, na co ci taka bieda, na co liche srebrniki, skoro Boga masz sprzedać?
Pocałunek Judasza, w którym umarła miłość, na śmierć wiodąc Mesjasza, ręce mył Poncjusz Piłat.
Ecce homo, ecce homo, ecce homo, znaczyło, że oto jest człowiek. Ecce homo, ecce homo, wianek z cierni na głowie, właśnie bardziej poniżyć. Ecce homo, ecce homo.
Thank you.
ręce mył, Poncjusz Piłat, Judasz z pętlą się godził, rzekł pan, lepiej by było, gdyby się nie narodził.
Ekce homo!